Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. Today, we're diving deep into the wild world of calcium disorders. This is super high yield for your shelf exam, so grab your skid lid because we're about to drop some serious knowledge bombs.
That's right, Chris. Calcium is a crucial electrolyte for everything from bone health to nerve impulses and muscle contraction. We're talking about calcium homeostasis, which is tightly regulated by parathyroid hormone, vitamin D, and calcitonin. When this delicate balance gets out of whack, it can lead to some gnarly clinical presentations that you absolutely need to recognize.
Let's kick things off with hypocalcemia, when calcium levels are too low. One of the most classic scenarios you'll encounter is post-thyroidectomy hypoparathyroidism.
Bingo! This one's a common surgical complication. Picture this. A patient just had a total thyroidectomy. On postoperative day one or two, they start complaining of perioral tingling. That's a tingling sensation around the mouth. They might also experience carpopedal spasm, where their hands and feet cramp up. Total thyroidectomy patients get a transient hypocalcemia because the parathyroid glands encounter a transient ischemia when they are being spared during the surgery.
And don't forget the physical exam findings of hypocalcemia. You might elicit a Schwasteck sign, twitching of the facial muscles when you tap on the facial nerve, or a Trousseau sign, which is carpal spasm induced by inflating a blood pressure cuff above systolic pressure for a few minutes. On the ECG, you'll see a prolonged QT interval.
For diagnosis, you'll find low ionized calcium, which is the active form of calcium in the blood. Total calcium can be misleading, especially if the patient has hypoalbuminemia. So always check ionized calcium. You'll also see low or normal parathyroid hormone and often low magnesium.
Treatment time. If your patient is symptomatic, you give IV calcium gluconate. For maintenance, it's oral calcium plus calcitriol, the active form of vitamin D, especially important here because loss of parathyroid hormone reduces renal activation of vitamin D. And here's a big caveat, if their magnesium is low, you have to correct that first. Hypocalcemia will be refractory without magnesium repletion.
Next up, massive transfusion and citrate toxicity. You've got a trauma patient getting a massive transfusion. Think hypotension, tetany, and prolonged QT during the infusion. Citrate in stored blood binds calcium, leading to hypocalcemia.
Diagnosis is low ionized calcium. Guidelines recommend checking ionized calcium at baseline and after every 4 to 6 units of PRBCs in a massive transfusion protocol. Treatment is IV calcium chloride if central access, calcium gluconate if peripheral. Give it during the transfusion and check ionized calcium frequently.
Acute pancreatitis is another hypocalcemia cause from saponification or fat necrosis binding up calcium.
Your patient has severe epigastric pain radiating to the back. Later, they might develop tetany. Hypocalcemia here is a poor prognostic sign, it's part of Ranson's criteria, and can point to severe disease or multi-organ failure. Treat the pancreatitis and give IV calcium if symptomatic.
Hypomagnesia also needs its own spotlight. Think alcoholics, patients on diuretics, PPIs, aminoglycosides, or cisplatin. They can have weakness, refractory hypocalcemia, and prolonged QT. Severe cases can cause torsades de pointes.
Diagnosed with low magnesium and calcium, it impairs both parathyroid hormone release and action. Replace magnesium first, then calcium.
Another cause of hypocalcemia is tumor lysis syndrome. Happens after chemo in hematologic malignancies. Look for seizures, tetany, and EKG changes. Labs show low calcium, high phosphate, high uric acid, and low parathyroid hormone.
Treat tumor lysis syndrome with hydration and respiracase for uric acid. Only give calcium if symptomatic. Otherwise, you risk calcium phosphate precipitation in tissues, which can worsen acute kidney injury.
Now, hypercalcemia, too much calcium, is also a problem. Primary hyperparathyroidism is a classic cause. Remember, stones, bones, groans in psychiatric overtones. The stones are kidney stones, the bones are from bone pain, the groans are from stomach ulcers, and the psychiatric overtones are from the psychiatric conditions, such as depression, associated with hypercalcemia.
Diagnosed with high calcium, high or inappropriately normal parathyroid hormone, often low normal phosphate. Most cases are from a single parathyroid adenoma. A 24-hour urine calcium can help distinguish primary hyperparathyroidism from familial hypocalciuric hyperparathyroidism. treatment is parathyroidectomy if symptomatic or meeting criteria like calcium over 1 above normal, osteoporosis, age under 50, kidney stones, or EGFR under 60.
Malignancy is the most common inpatient cause of hypercalcemia. It can be from parathyroid hormone-related peptide secretion or bone metastases.
These patients usually present with a rapid onset, dehydration, and confusion. Diagnosed with high calcium, low parathyroid hormone, maybe high parathyroid hormone-related peptide, bone mets, or high 125 vitamin D in lymphoma or granulomatous disease. Treat with aggressive IV fluids first, calcitonin for a quick bridge, and IV bisphosphates for long-term control. Steroids if 125 vitamin D is high.
Here's a caveat to remember when dealing with hypocalcemia. Always measure ionized calcium. If only total calcium is available and the patient has hypoalbuminemia, correct it with this equation. Measured calcium plus 0.8 times 4 minus albumin. But just get ionized calcium if you can. Don't treat low total calcium from hypoalbuminemia alone.
Lastly, ECG changes. Short QT means hypercalcemia. Long QT means hypocalcemia due to changes in the ST segment.
Solid. Let's wrap up this episode with some high-yield facts.
1. Hypocalcemia post-thyroidectomy presents with perioral pumbling, carpopedal spasm, Schwasteck or Trousseau sign, and prolonged QT interval. 2. Ionized calcium is the definitive measure. Total calcium can be misleading in hypoalbuminemia. 3. Hypomagnesium makes hypocalcemia refractory. Always correct magnesium first. 4. In tumor lysis syndrome, give calcium only if symptomatic to avoid calcium phosphate precipitation in tissues, which can worsen acute kidney injury. 5. Hypercalcemia for malignancy needs IV fluids first, calcitonin for a quick bridge, and IV bisphosphates for a long-term control. Steroids if 125 vitamin D is high.
Awesome. See you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.